The kudzu bug is on the move. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. A pest of soybeans in the Deep South is rapidly on the move to other soybean areas. Gary Crawford has more.
For soybean producers in the Deep South, many of you have had to deal with these things already, but for producers further north and west...
They're coming!
There's some bugs coming called kudzu bugs that we want people to keep a lookout for.
Mary Kay Melanowski, University of Maryland Extension Specialist, she was out here on the mall in Washington, D.C., talking with folks about their particular pest problems. Now, as far as these foreign kudzu bugs, they are relatively new to the U.S.
They came into Atlanta in about 2009, and they've spread rapidly.
And here's what they look like.
They're about the size of a pea. And they're brown, and they have like a flat butt. The butt's like squared off at the back end. And they love kudzu and soybeans, but they'll also feed on any kind of legume, anything in the pea family.
Now, I thought kudzu was basically just a Deep South thing, but it's not anymore. And so it gives these bugs a wider area in which to thrive. And Melanowski says they're being moved across the country on planes and vehicles. And so...
eventually, they'll spread to the entire area where kudzu grows.
So soybean growers, besides rust, here's another possible pest that could cause you some problems.
They cause a lot of devastation on soybean crops. They don't actually feed on the pods. They feed on the leaves and on the stems, but it takes enough energy out of the plant that they can't form pods. They lose a lot of yield on them.
For more information on these creatures, go to kudzubug.org. They've got pictures on there and a map of where they are currently. Now, one good thing, Malinowski says, unlike the alien creature, these kudzu bugs are easy to kill. Almost any insecticide will do the trick. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And the kudzu bug already identified in 17 southeastern Tennessee counties. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.